Here's the Friday Short for April 25th of 2025. It's been a while since I've mentioned MAGA Michigan Republican State Representative Matt Maddock here. You remember Maddock, who embarrassed himself last year when he sent out a tweet declaring that Governor Gretchen Whitmer was flying in undocumented people into Detroit's Metro Airport. I mean, he even supplied a photo of people departing from the aircraft as evidence to he and his gullible voters and followers that his charges against Whitmer were true. But then it turned out Matt Maddock shared a picture of the Gonzaga men's basketball team landing at Metro Airport because they were, you know, playing in the college basketball tournament in Detroit. But you see, to a vacuous blockhead like Matt Maddock, any people of color are bad. And he never apologized for it, which is rule number one, of course, in the MAGA playbook. Matt Maddock, who represents the 51st House District around Milford and Oakland County, was one of five State House Republicans to vote against a bill banning child marriage. Seemed like a slam dunk kind of a vote, but leave it to Matt Maddock to make you look at him and go, ugh. I mean, it was a gross example of how little Maddock cares about protecting underage girls who are put into forced marriages. And let's not forget how Matt Maddock also called for a civil war or a revolution because his wife and former co-chair of the MAGA Michigan Republican Party, Michonne Maddock, was one of the handful of fake electors charged by Attorney General Dana Nessel for trying to steal the 2020 election for their dear leader Trump. Michonne has another court hearing next week, by the way. Very good. Law and order, right? Anyway, I bring up Maddock this week because he made more news revealing the embarrassing fascist wannabe he really is. Maddock announced this week that he wants to end the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency, calling it a total scam. Now, this comes at the same time Maddock's dear leader Trump and co-president Elon Musk are cutting the U.S. Veterans Affairs Department, but Matt Maddock calls it a scam, proving again how, like his dear leader Trump, many MAGA Republicans use veterans as props, but deep down they view them as suckers and losers. And that was a quote by dear leader. And Maddock went viral again this week when he introduced a bill requiring the state of Michigan to call the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America, which dear leader is demanding everyone must do. And yes, the tech bro industry like Google is already following his orders. I'm glad this was such a pressing issue. I mean, let's listen to Matt Maddock explain this week why this bill is of the utmost importance to all Michiganders.
We're doing this for the families and the kids who gaze upon the great Gulf of America and put their toes in the water. Look, Mom, I'm in the Gulf of America. Exciting things like this make people proud of our country. The most loved president in American history wants people to be proud of their country. The left wants people to be ashamed of their country. And I don't think it's any coincidence that the people opposed to this are the same people that hate America.
I'm just ignoring the atrociousness of the bill, but I'm going to focus on the part where he declares his dear leader the most beloved president in the nation's history. I mean, he sounds like a rock groupie, or like a teenager who puts up posters of their favorite singer or whatever and stares at it and kisses it and does, well, other things while looking at it. Ugh. How's that helping Michigan? And declaring those against saying Gulf of America as haters of America is quite rich, considering how, again, he and his wife joined in efforts to steal the election in 2020. So, Matt, who's really the American-hating party? But let's ask the obvious. What has Matt Maddock done to enrich the lives of those in his district? And what has he done to help the working class in his district? What? Like MAGA, all they have is dear leader, and they'll do whatever he says. Even though he's polling under 40%, but Matt says he's the most beloved of all time. The 51st District deserves better, because Matt Maddock isn't serving you. He's serving his adolescent id desires to go after those who were better than him in middle school and in high school. He's an embarrassment and a fascist wannabe. But that sums up most of the MAGA Republican Party, doesn't it? Oh, and Matt, renaming the Gulf of Mexico, isn't that changing its original identity? I thought you guys were against that kind of stuff. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is my email. Follow me on Blue Sky, Twitter, Facebook, the Gram, and YouTube. Like and subscribe to the show on YouTube and wherever you listen to the show. And give the show a 5-star review, please. Take the battle to them.